Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Welcome back. Love that Bruno Mars song.
Good tune.
Paul
Good
and tune. Jordana, you know, I'm reading a fabulous new book lately.
What would that be? War
Kids Guide to Saving the Planet.
Oh, that.
It is a new book by author Paul Douglas, offering hope and tips and strategy to let the rest of us know that climate change is not hopeless, to give the next generation hope and some guidance and some real hard skills that they can use to clean up the mess that we are leaving them. It is called, as I said, A Kid's Guide to Saving the Planet. It's Not Hopeless and We're Not Helpless by author Paul Douglas. And is it officially out on store shelves on Amazon yet?
It's out, yeah. I think
it's out. I mean, I got an advanced copy with an inscription
from the author.
Mm-hmm.
You and DJ got
advanced
copies.
The kids and I have been reading it. It's terrific. It is for kids. It's an illustrated book. It's maybe 100 pages?
About 109 pages, mm-hmm. And a wonderful Spanish illustrator and artist took my words, my narrative, and came up with, I'm biased, but I think she did an unbelievable job illustrating this. And it's for 8 to 12-year-olds. And I go out. I've been talking about this for 20, 25 years. There's so much gloom and doom out there, and some of it is definitely warranted. But I think, you know, if you don't give people hope and optimism, they curl up in the fetal position. They say, well, there's nothing we can do, so what the heck? But young people are already stepping up. And I was blown away when I did my research into this book. Young people who, in their own small way, are creating, inventing, reimagining how we do things to put less pressure on the only home we have, on God's creation. And we don't own anything. We lease everything. We're passing through. And I don't care what your faith is. I mean, every faith group has a reverence for God's creation. Islam,
sure.
Judaism, Christianity. And even if you have zero faith in anything beyond what you can see, it's just common sense. If you're given a gift or loaned a gift, you don't trash the gift. And we have challenges. And so it's not just about climate change. It's also about pollution. Mm-hmm. Air pollution, water pollution, plastic pollution. But again, for me, I perked up. I became optimistic when I read the stories of these young people. And so I sprinkled their stories throughout the book.
Because you do highlight kids that are doing activism to help save the planet. Did you interview them personally or did you just share their stories?
I shared their stories.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. So about half the book is presenting the problem. Mm-hmm. And the second half is really focusing on solutions. So, okay, we have a problem. And my generation, you know, the boomers, it was a lot more convenient to look the other way or to ignore it or it's a hoax or it's political or no, it's data.
So talk to us about some of those solutions that are in the second half of the book. Like, just give us an example of something that's in the book. And I want everybody to get the book or give it as a gift, because I know my children stay up at night thinking about things like climate change and saving the turtles and why there's so much plastic in the ocean. They really do. So again, it's called A Kid's Guide to Saving the Planet. But give us a suggestion of something.
And I want to support local bookstores. I mean, go to your favorite local bookstore first. If they don't have it on the shelf, maybe they can order it. Mm-hmm. I want to support local companies. Some of the climate solutions, simple things, planting trees, which take, you know, carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere and put oxygen back into the atmosphere. Again, it's trivial, and yet it's effective. Planting a vegetable garden, adjusting your thermostat, upgrading your light bulbs to energy-efficient CFLs or LEDs. Consider an electric vehicle. Mm-hmm. You may be pleasantly surprised. Mm-hmm. The auto show is coming up here in May, and there's going to be a ton of choices, including pickups. Mm-hmm. Electric pickup. So if you can save money and do something good for the planet, why wouldn't you consider that?
You know, it's funny about electric vehicles. My son, when we needed a new vehicle a couple of years ago, the kids were urging us. They're like, you should get an electric vehicle. You should, you know, be good for the planet. So we bought a used Tesla. It was not a new one. So it was more affordable. But when I said to him last week or so, I said, I need to switch cars with you because I needed to go down to Mayo. And the Tesla will get us to Mayo, but I would need to charge it and then get it back.
Wait, don't they have chargers?
They do. They do. But we didn't know how long we were going to be. And, you know, I said, let me just switch cars with you so I can get there and back. He goes, Mom, I am not pulling up to school in the Tesla. He goes, that is way too flashy. I am not comfortable with that. I was like, okay, no problem. So it's funny how they want electric vehicles, but I think we need to find more affordable electric vehicles so the kids feel more comfortable buying them. And also, so they're not unaffordable for people that are rich. You know, they should be for everybody. And you said they're making pickups and stuff, but are they more affordable?
The prices are coming down.
Okay.
I mean, you can pick up a Nissan Leaf, I think. I think they're in the 30s.
Oh, okay. That's legitimate.
I think the Tesla Model 3s start now. They just had a price increase. I mean, everything's going up now with inflation. But I think they start in the low 40s.
Yeah.
But you can easily, a gas-powered vehicle, gas-powered pickup, you can easily pay $70,000, $80,000.
Oh, of course.
So when people say, oh, it's just a toy for rich people. No.
No.
And the prices are coming down. The options are increasing. And so I think we're close to an inflection point. But, you know, there's a lot of tips in here. And I know you love clothing.
I do.
And so I highlighted.
I try to buy consignment.
Yes, you do. Maya Penn founded a company called Maya's Ideas. She was 8 years old when she started this company. She loved fashion, art, and design. She worried about its negative impact on the environment. She started a sustainable handmade clothing line using organic, recycled, and vintage materials. And today she's on television. She's got her own brand. She's an influencer. She's on the cutting edge of eco-fashion. Here's the thing. I mean, we can have everything we want and need, but we can just be smart about it.
Yes, we can.
And less carbon in the atmosphere. And I think this doesn't have to be a political football. So I wanted to just include some of the solutions, and we'll see how it goes. But again, I'm really thrilled with how the illustrations turned out.
It looks beautiful.
The publisher is local here in Minneapolis. It's Beaming Books.
Mm-hmm.
So
close to home.
As somebody said, Paul, you don't write a book to make money. You write a book because you have something to say.
Right.
So as I get older, I'm starting to think about legacy, and I'm starting starting to think about kids. And I'm sorry for our kids right now. Mm-hmm. Growing up in this world, and many of them have anxiety, they're depressed. Here's the thing. There's stuff they can do.
I love your book, Paul, but and Winter loves it too. Thank you for the copy. But a Nissan Leaf actually starts at 27.4. That's a 2022.
Really?
Nissan
That's a
Leaf.
Great
the
deal.
Low end 27.4.
Okay,
yeah.
We can do that. We can do that.
Okay.
Good.
That's
We're all reading.
Thank
it.
You for double checking me.
A Kid's Guide to Saving the Planet by Paul Douglas. Really, check it out. Thank you for writing it and for sharing
Thanks,
it with
guys.
Us today.
I appreciate it.
We'll be right back. It's great music on the show today because David is in the Jordana queue and he's queuing up all the 80s rock.
I like most of your tunes. Justin Bieber, I can live without.
All the 80s
this,
rock.
This
David.
Is good music.
That is really good stuff. So very excited about our next guest, as we always are. Stephen Belton, the president and CEO of the Urban League Twin Cities, is joining us. Stephen, so happy to have you back on the show.
Thanks, Jordana. Good to be with you as always.
Appreciate it. Now, I know, well, I hope you have been watching, as we have been watching, the confirmation hearings of Ketanji Brown Jackson. It's been a fascinating look, really, and I love hearing about her background and hearing about the decisions that she's made in the past. What are some takeaways for you as you're watching this going on?
What, there's a Supreme Court nomination going on? Nobody told me.
You heard about that?
I didn't get the memo. Didn't get it.
It's a big one. It's a big one.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, this is almost one of those kind of family affairs. I've got family members and relatives who are having watch parties for a Supreme Court nominees confirmation hearings. That's unheard of. It's unheard of.
Funny.
Not just because it's a watch party for, you know, a C-SPAN kind of moment, but the fact that it's been 233 years in the making. That's how long we've had a Supreme Court and how long we've had an absence of an African-American woman as a nominee. So this is just, I mean, it's a really positive, it's a important time. People are excited in the communities and the families that I'm part of. But at the same time, a real sense of vigilance because we know how these Senate hearings have become theater, not just for Judge Brown Jackson, but even in the previous, you know, several nominees, they've become political theater where, you know, you have, you know, about 2% of substance and 98% of political posturing. And people are very concerned and being vigilant about the ways that she's being portrayed and questioned and even attacked.
Yeah, it's political kabuki theater. You're right about that.
Absolutely.
Hey, shifting gears, talk a little bit about inflation, how it's impacting communities. We talk about the price of gas skyrocketing. It seems the price of everything is up. Inflation higher than it's been, correct me if I'm wrong, in 40 years. What are you hearing from your constituents, the impact for the communities that you serve, Stephen?
Well, a couple of things. One, we're hearing about the rise in prices, but also the scarcity of products. I mean, people are, you know, the inflation seems the target, or at least in most immediate ways it's impacting community members, are just sort of on basic livability things. We're not talking about luxury items, but things like gasoline, like food, like diapers, even the cost of medicine. But it's also forcing people to think about supply chains and all the ways that, you know, the products that we use on a day-to-day basis are connected not only to gasoline in the sense that they're delivered by trucks usually and by airplanes that use fossil fuel, but also things like diapers, which have a composition of petroleum products as well, and plastics. And so people are being hurt by the basic livability issues. It's making the dollar stretch even further. Fortunately or unfortunately, part of the experience of the Black community in particular is that we know how to make a way out of no way. I was raised by a family that had economic challenges, and my mother could wring $2.50 out of a quarter every night. She managed to do it. And so people are having that sense of resilience and having to get back in touch with that. And but it's a challenge, Paul. It's a challenge for that. It's a challenge just to kind of make you know, the everyday dollar stretch in order to meet basic needs.
I'm also thinking about the small businesses that are trying to rebound from the pandemic. you know, and how, even if they have a space downtown, maybe they don't have a physical space, maybe they're having supply chain issues. Are you working, or do you work with any small businesses or local businesses that are having particular challenges?
No, we're hearing about it in the sense of we get a number of people who come through both our workforce and our housing programs who are entrepreneurial in mind, and we're able to help them sometimes by setting up an IDA, which is an individual development account, where we're able to, we have a local partner bank, Bremer Bank, that matches every dollar that they put into it up to, I think it's about $1,500 that they match going into these programs, and they can set aside their money specifically for to start a small business or to go back to school or for, you know, sort of for a car that they need to be able to get to work. But a lot of people are coming to us who are entrepreneurs, who have entrepreneurial interests, who are discouraged now by, you know, by the price of things, the way the inflation is being able to eat up their capacity, eat up their savings and their investments right now. And it's a challenge. We also work with terrific other nonprofits like NEON, the Northside Economic Opportunity Network, and MEDA, which do a lot of direct work with business people, with entrepreneurs.
Hey, Stephen, I'm just curious, how are you handling COVID? It seemed like, you know, blink of an eye, now suddenly the pandemic is over, or we're not talking about it. And certainly it has faded rapidly. The latest variant, Omicron, there's still concern what's happening in China and Europe and elsewhere. I think we're going to be living with this, obviously, for a long time to come. But how are you handling it in terms of masking? Are you eating indoors at restaurants? Has your behavior changed in the last few weeks? Just curious.
Yeah, it's been, you know, I'm a reluctant, so I'm an introvert to begin with, and so I'm perfectly fine in my bubble, in my shell. But, you know, the world seems to be opening up. The Urban League is planning to open up our offices again beginning on the 1st of May. We've already begun slowly doing some events and activities there, but we'll be opened up more formally in the 1st of May. I personally have started taking lunch meetings and breakfast meetings and, you know, a few direct meetings. I'm still reluctant to do that. I'm still masking, but I'm going and walking into a lot of rooms with my mask on, where I'm the only one who's wearing a mask. But that's okay. I can live with that, and I mean that's a pun intended. I can live with wearing a mask, even if others are not doing it.
Stephen, before we let you go, any thoughts on the ongoing teacher strike? You know, the Minneapolis Public Schools said this is our last best offer. The union's like, no thanks. I mean, what are your thoughts on that, and how are you seeing people in the community react to this ongoing
and dealing with this?
Yeah,
feeling like we're between a rock and a hard place. On the one hand, this is terrible optics for the teachers to be striking now. One, when we're coming off of 2 years of pandemic, where you've got the worst educational disparities, worst graduation rates between blacks and whites in the country. And here they are striking, which feels like you're adding insult to injury in the midst of that. At the same time, one of the issues that they're fighting for is for these sort of classroom assistants, these educational assistants, a number of whom are people of color, and we certainly support that. The African-American community in general tends to be pro-labor, and so we certainly support fair, livable wages, but the timing of this thing could not be worse, and we're just feeling kind of two through. We want the adults to figure it out, to go into a room, shut the door, and don't come out until they've got a deal worked out, because it is hurting our kids, and our kids should not be anybody's bargaining chip.
That's right.
Well said.
That's right.
You nailed that, as you usually nail just about everything you talk about. Stephen Belton, Urban League, Twin Cities, thank you for your perspective. Be safe out there, and we'll try it again next week.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks so much. Be well.
Thank you.
It's true. We don't want the kids.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To be a bargaining chip, but they are. And
he's right.
But the teachers need to get what they need. This is the time that they have leverage. And this is, we don't want the kids to get hurt, but maybe just a short-term pain can have long-term positive effects if they get the mental help that they need in schools, if they get smaller class sizes. We have to put the children at the top of the list and then negotiate from there. And
hey, I'm pro-teacher. They need to make more money.
I know.
And so do the assistants. But the optics, the timing, I mean, Stephen was right.
I know.
The timing sucks.
It's never a good time for a strike. It's never a good time for the kids to be out of school. It just never is. It never is. It's always a good time for a game.
A game?
I'm having a hard day, okay?
You're having an amazing day.
DJ's calling it today's terrible trivia. I don't know what we're being quizzed on, but we're going to fail.
We're being quizzed on a few nuggets from my book.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, from A Kid's Guide to Saving the Planet. So you may actually already know the answers, but hopefully listeners will play along. Today's terrible trivia up next. Okay, going to test your knowledge about
your book.
Air pollution, water pollution, plastic pollution.
All of the answers to the quiz are in Paul's book, A Kid's Guide to Saving the Planet.
Right.
And it's just a great book. We're talking about it today because today's the first day it's out. So I'm so proud of you.
Well, there's nothing to be proud of. I'm just happy I had a chance to write this. Mm-hmm. I wrote a book about climate change geared to conservatives and evangelicals. And I thought, all right, what's next? Let's focus on kids and giving them the ammunition they need to try to do great things and address this head on and not dread it, not fear it. You know, I still believe our kids are going to figure this out. And
are we going to do the quiz or are you going to keep talking?
I'm going to keep talking.
There we go.
Is it a sturdy book?
It's a hardcover book.
Caper kind of tears pages out of books right now. So
she's at that phase.
Yeah, should I give it? Should I wait another?
My publisher was the same way. She said, "Not this won't work. No,
just recycle the paper. Just recycle, yeah. And it's okay."
Yeah. I'll need a new book every week then.
All right. No cheating. No Googling.
So are we playing against each other? Do I say my name?
Yeah. You're playing against each other.
Should have. Winter wanted me to read it this morning, and I said, no, I should have.
You should have studied, David.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
We love our lakes.
Mm-hmm.
What percentage of lakes in the United States are too polluted for fishing, aquatic life, or swimming? Is it 15% of our lakes, 28% of our lakes, 46% of our lakes?
Jordana.
Jor?
It's 46%.
Damn. You go,
isn't that sad?
This is so tragic. This is not Minnesota. This is a nationwide statistic.
Tragic.
Nearly half of America's lakes are too polluted for fishing and swimming.
Honestly, that's devastating.
According to NASA, current levels of CO2, carbon dioxide, the greenhouse warming gas, are higher than any time in the last 1,000 years, 500,000 years, or 5 million years?
DJ, that's going to be the middle one at 500,000.
Hold on. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say it's 1,000. Oh, we're both wrong?
Both of you are wrong.
Oh, no. Nah.
5 million years, according to NASA.
We're awful.
According to those libs at NASA.
How do they know that?
Well, they have ice core samples that go back a few million years, and then there's...
come on.
Yeah, there's
all right.
Fossilized sediments. They can actually go back and scientifically measure the quantity of CO2 year by year going back a long time. By the way, CO2 levels have gone up nearly 50% in the last 200 years. It's not volcanoes.
It's us. It's us. Yeah. It's the Aquanet hairspray from the 80s and
solutions.
Our emissions and the farting cows. And it's us.
It's us. Thank you for that.
The farting cows.
Thank you for that visual.
Yeah. I feel better about the Aquanet.
Aquanet and the farting cows.
The bangs were huge, though. A lot of hairspray.
Oh, all right. Air pollution, something we don't really have to worry about too much in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. I don't take that for granted, having grown up on the East Coast. New Jersey has some rough days. Yeah. So air pollution in the U.S. results in the premature death of, 5,000 people. This is U.S. Mm-hmm. I'm talking. 5,000 people, 200,000 people, or 3 million people?
Jordana.
Jor?
200,000 people.
You are correct. Wow.
It's a lot of people. It's a lot of people. Air pollution of all things.
Air pollution. And these are people who may have COPD, they may have asthma, and the air pollution pushes them over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's technically what kills
them. Does
that
count secondhand smoke? Or is that different?
Good question.
Because that's air pollution.
Sure it is.
I don't think this counts cigarettes. This
so
is just the stuff in the air
you
naturally.
You don't know is the answer to that.
Now you just sound bitter.
No,
he's mad.
This does not factor in secondhand smoke.
Okay. No. Just asking.
So good.
God. 7 million people.
Whose book is it? I'm sorry.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
Worldwide, almost 7 million premature deaths are linked to dirty air. 9 out of 10 people living on planet Earth consistently breathe air with high levels of pollution.
Yeah.
Do not take clean air for granted. Most of the planet does not.
It's a very depressing quiz.
Yeah, it is.
Well, what percentage of plastic waste was actually recycled? The last year we have data, which is 2017, was it 8.4%, 23%, 41.5%?
Oh, DJ, that's 8.4%.
You are correct.
I agree.
Yeah, which is terrible, but also...
awful.
What do we just haven't counted for the last 5 years? We just decided to not keep track?
Well, we were shipping a lot of stuff to China.
Yeah, that's true.
And now recently they refused to take our recycling.
So that probably went down.
I don't know.
In the last 5 years.
Right. Because they're throwing it in the ocean.
17, yeah.
Yeah.
I never understand that because we do take recycling seriously in my house. But yet we've heard that, don't bother. It all ends up in a landfill. Anyway, is that true, Paul?
I think a lot of it does wind up in landfills.
It's not economical to process it.
Why can't somebody instant $1 trillion market valuation? Yeah. Why are we still using plastic?
Figure it out. Smart people out there.
Okay, what percentage of water on the planet is easily accessible for drinking, washing, and farming? Is it 1%, 5%, or 15%?
DJ, it's 1%.
I'm going to say, is he right? I would have said 5%.
He is right.
Is it really only 1%?
DJ, kicking butt, 1%.
Yeah, because so much of it is, well, the vast majority is salt water in the oceans.
Okay.
And then there's tons of groundwater and tons of water that's trapped in ice at the poles.
Polar ice. Oh, sure. And glaciers, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Antarctica has like 7 miles of ice just stacked up.
Don't worry, it's melting really fast.
Well, yeah, but it's going to take polar bears 1,000 years.
Good job.
Polar bears are from the northern hemisphere, not Antarctica. Good try, though.
The penguins.
The penguins. Right.
Yes, the penguins. Yeah.
Two more. I think you guys are kind of neck and neck. I think you've each got like two right.
Okay.
All right. How much CO2 does the average American family produce every year?
Ooh,
again,
gosh.
The stuff out of the tailpipes of your vehicle.
Whose tailpipe?
Tailpipes. All right. Is it 7.5 pounds, 750,000 pounds of CO2, or 7.5 tons every
Jordana.
Year? Sure.
It's the middle one.
And you would be wrong.
Ah. Oh.
DJ, you want to guess?
7 pounds.
7.5 tons.
Oh, so no, you're wrong.
Of CO2.
Oh my God.
How do you measure? Like,
stop
there's
it.
CO2 that comes out of the tailpipe as small. How do you, like, gather that and measure it? I don't understand how that becomes pounds and tons.
One word. Science. Science.
Yeah. Yeah. Again. You don't know is the answer.
There are researchers. That's all they do. Yes, they can. You can measure.
So they just run a car. I got a lab here. I'm going to run a car. I'm going to capture all this smoke and then figure out how many tons.
Blame it on
DJ.
It's not a mystery. They can take all the stuff that's coming out of your tailpipe and analyze what's in there. Look, listen to this. Even a 2 mile trip, just going down to Rainbow, 2 miles, that puts 2 pounds of CO2 into the atmosphere.
Bend over. Let me see your tailpipe. Let me measure that.
Do you go to Kmart on your way to Rainbow?
Are there still Rainbow Six?
No, not for like a decade.
Well, but there are no Rainbows, really? Speedway?
No, I think Byerly's bottom.
Grandpa, what is
Byerly's
gas?
Bottom? I don't know.
I still go to Rainbow and I love it, all right? Damn both of you.
Oh, that's good. This was a good quiz.
You
I learned a lot.
Stick that
is there one more
where the sun don't shine? All right, here's the last one, okay. Mercifully.
I want to see the tailpipe.
We're just scratching the surface when it comes to solar power. Enough sunlight hits the Earth every hour to power the entire world's economies for a week, 3 months, or an entire year?
Entire year, DJ.
Is correct.
Is that really true?
Yes. So much.
Come on. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
1 hour.
What is wrong with us?
We just have to harvest
that
it.
We're
we
not using that.
Well, we are increasingly, but we
God,
have a long way to go.
We suck as a species.
No, we're getting there. It just takes us a while. It takes us longer than it should.
What's the name of the book again where we can learn all this stuff, Paul?
A Kid's Guide to Saving the Planet. It's Not Hopeless and We're Not Helpless.
Yes, so, buy it. I have you. It. Clearly, I need to read more.
You guys, well, you were ogling the illustrations.
The illustrations are really nice.
Which I did not do, but they turned out great.
Mike Max up next on CCO.
Maxi Sports brought to you by the John Schuster Group, Caldwell Banker Real Estate. The Wolves lost to Dallas last night. The Wild won 3-0 over the Knights. And Phil Mickelson apparently will not be going to the Masters for the first time since 1994.
I'm devastated about this.
He's the guy that broke my toilet. You remember that?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
So whenever I see Phil Mickelson.
Does Maxie know that story?
Yes, Maxie. Yeah, he's heard it one too many times, I'm sure. But because he wanted to do something with the Saudis, a Saudi golf league, and they have not forgiven him for that. So apparently he is not going. Apparently he's not going to the Masters. Maxie, do you know anything different? Have you talked to Phil?
I haven't talked to Phil. I've been down here at spring training. I've talked to a lot of Twins people.
Yeah.
I'm looking over the field right now. I'm in the broadcast booth at Hammond Stadium. I'll do my show from here tonight.
Nice.
And I just got done talking to Rocco Baldelli about Carlos Correa. And I had a long talk with Rod Carew today.
Aww.
And Rod's down there teaching. And, of course, he's a heart transplant recipient it's been years now. And he talked about living one day at a time. And I transition right into Jordana because everything I'm talking about pales in comparison to your latest challenge. And we are so with you. And to hear Rod talk about it, you know, one day at a time is all you can do, and keep your faith and your perspective. And, you know, that's what's got him here. And he's, you know, he's back at spring training and still teaching. And he was, you know, he was to be the match spokesman for years for bone marrow transplants, and has advocated for a long time in that area. So it's ironic that I was just talking to him and he said his best to you, Jordana.
Oh,
and we are just so with you in this whole journey, and I can't do it justice. I can't talk about it and say I know what you're feeling like and all that stuff, and you feel a little bit guilty when you sit down here and you're, you know, taxed by the day and all that stuff. But we are just so 100% behind you every day, not just the days that we talk and the days that we, you know, have a chance to interact. So God bless you, girl, and you go, girl, you know? Oh,
thank you, Mikey. And many of you don't know, Mike would send me texts, and it always seemed to come, like, in the perfect right moment. And some of these texts were early in the morning or late at night, whenever, because Mikey's always working. So when I was in the hospital, I would just get a random text from Mike Max, I was thinking of you, and I was like, you know what? It's always what I needed at the moment. So, Mikey, you're going to have to send those texts again.
I will keep texting. I will keep praying. I will keep doing everything I can. But we just, I mean, it's just blows me away every time, and it humbles all of us because we realize how small, you know, problems can be in life that we make big. And
but it makes us
love. You're fighting, and we're with you.
Thank you. But it makes us love watching baseball and enjoying those times. And you know what? I cannot wait next season. Hopefully, not this season for me, but next season I'll be out there with my kids and handsome husband, and we'll be in the stadium and watching baseball. And I hope that will happen for all of us. And I will
complaining at the umpires, right?
Yes.
All that important stuff in life. Yeah.
That's right.
We got our prayers.
I was talking to you know, Rocco Baldelli we were talking about life today, and you know, we're talking about since he became the manager of the Minnesota Twins. Well, lots happened since then. They've won two division titles. He's been manager of the year. They had the COVID years. He's been in last place. And he got married and has a child. And I mean, and that's quite a 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, what have you learned from that? And he said that I'm no longer allowed to be selfish as much as I'd like to be selfish. I said, welcome to the real big leagues, Rocco. We've all been there, and when that first baby comes, you realize it ain't about you anymore.
You're done. Yeah. That's right. You're done. That's funny.
Hey, Maxie, the Korea trade, generally well accepted? I mean, the buzz that you're hearing down there, are there any naysayers for this trade?
No, because they didn't even give up anybody. It wasn't even a trade. It was just a free agent signing. So it's not like you can second guess and say, well, we gave up too much for him.
Right.
You just paid for him. He's a free agent. And obviously it's a unique contract that he can opt out of it. But he is, he'll meet the media tomorrow. I'm going to sit down with him tomorrow again. He is a baseball player's baseball player, if that's the right phrase. He is a leader. It's natural to him. Obviously, when he was in Houston, they had the drama of stealing signs and pitches or tipping off hitters. When they won the World Series, he endured that. And Rocco says, that's years ago. We don't have any question what this guy's going to bring. But first and foremost, Jordan, I send all my prayers to every piece of positive energy I got for you.
I love you, buddy. I know. I feel it all.
Love you, too. Hang in there.
Thank you, Maxie.
He's the best.
He is the best, and so are you. More on Jor's announcement when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.